I'm Katie Anderson with WBOI News. Earlier this month, the Indiana Legislative Services Agency released a report recommending that IPFW be broken into two institutions. However, IPFW's governing body released a response that questions the LSA's findings. The LSA made its recommendations based on declines in enrollment, research funding, charitable donations, and graduation rates at IPFW. Andrew Downs is the director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics and is the presiding officer of the IPFW Senate. He says there are factors in that data that the LSA did not take into account.
We think to imply, and for that matter openly state, that IPFW is underperforming is a bit of a misrepresentation of what's happening here.
For example, the Senate's report shows that the decline in enrollment at IPFW is similar to trends of other regional campuses. It also shows IPFW ranks significantly higher than nearly all other regional campuses in its research and development expenditure. The Senate sent their analysis to the Purdue and IU presidents and boards of trustees on January 19th, but has yet to hear a response.